Whether it's financial security, a free vacation home, time for traveling, more quality time with family, or even early retirement, whatever you choose to do with the income and benefits that come with successfully investing in short-term rentals, you know that it is certainly life-changing. This podcast will help you and guide you and support you on your journey to five-star STR success.
Hey, five stars, Brandon Thompson here from the STR Wealth Brokers headquarters. Just going to let you guys know that I am broadcasting a live replay into my Facebook group over here on the podcast today. As you guys know, we're all about helping you. And this time I brought up my friend, Kenny Bedwell, who is the founder of strinsights.com. And you're going to want to listen to this, even though if you're listening to this, you haven't seen the video and you don't see the slides, jump into my Facebook group and in the copy and the links and the comments and all that stuff here. Go to 5starstrsuccess.com, jump into the Facebook group if you're not into it, because that is going to be some pertinent information. So if you get excited about what you hear here, finding markets that will help you identify the next several markets that will up-level your portfolio, as well as give you the best locations to rebalance and create additional multi-millions of net worth, then you're going to want to utilize this technology here. So listen to this podcast, and then as well, go on and go into the Facebook group so you can see the slides. This product is actually launching in about 45 days. I'm not an owner. I don't have anything invested in it. But it is something that I'm super excited about, and I've been utilizing the data because he's a friend for several weeks now, and it is second to none badass. I hope you like this podcast.
I'm one of the co-founders of STR Insights, and I'm also a short-term rental investor as well. I live up in Buffalo, New York, and I have several properties there, and I manage some properties as well. And one of the issues that I was having that started last year is I don't know markets outside of where I'm at. It's scary to try to think of a market that you have to take a plane ride to. You can't just drive to in case there's any problems. And so what happens is I join these Facebook groups. I search all around, and I hear the Gatlinburgs or the 30As or even Blue Ridge, just these popular markets. And I'm running the numbers for turnkey properties, and they just don't make sense. But that's where everybody's going. Everybody says it's the hottest thing. And I'm like, there's got to be better markets out there. But how do I find them? And I use current tools, data tools that were available, AirDNA, Mash, Pfizer, all the rooms. And none of them allowed me to search markets I had never heard of. Okay. It's almost like you have to know the market and search that market to figure out if it's a good market. So how do I learn about new markets that might fit my criteria, my budget, my needs, my ROI goals, without being able to actually know of the market, if that makes any sense at all. Mm-hmm. So that's where the idea of STR Insights comes from, is we want to provide investors an investor-friendly tool that allows them to be able to put in their preferences, whether that's a specific destination like, oh, I want a place on the beach, or I want a place in the mountains, or a ski, a lake, a river, or near a national park, a state park. Or what if you just want to have it in a certain region, like the Southeast or out West or up North or wherever? We allow you to basically put in your preferences, and then we tell you the best performing markets based on those needs. I always tell everyone that short-term rentals are 50% logical investment and 50% emotional. They're two. A lot of people say, oh, real estate isn't emotional, but short-term rentals are, because 9 times out of 10, we want to go there ourselves. It's a place that we enjoy being, maybe with our families or relaxing or whatever it is. And so I wanted to create a tool that helps investors capture the logical side of understanding, your revenue goals or your budget goals, but also your emotional goals. Why do you want to go to these places? What draws you there, and then match you and tell you, hey, this is a good place for you to invest in because of, here are the numbers, but also here's why people are coming here. It's on the beach, or it's in the mountains, or wherever it is. And so that's the whole point of STR Insights. And so I'm just going to share my screen we're currently launching, just so you guys know, this is like a sneak peek of everything. You know, a very select few people have actually seen this data, Brandon being one of them. And we've tested it with a few individuals. I've tested it even on myself as an investor. I found a property, an amazing deal. I'll probably never find a deal like this again, to be honest. It was incredible. In a market I'd never heard of. And so it's exciting, and I can't wait for you guys to really check it out. So I'm going to, you got to enable the screen sharing, Brandon.
We do. Okay. Let's see how we do this. Advanced sharing options, all participants.
There we go. All right. Go. Okay. So right now, this is just our landing page, everybody's, just if we're going to launch next month, just put your email in, and we'll notify you as soon as we launch, and you'll know, hey, the tool's up and ready, and you can start using it.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody go to strinsights.com. Again, strinsights.com. Put your email address where it says sign up if you're interested in this, and you're going to be one of the first persons to utilize this software.
And you're going to want to, because once I show you how this works, you can find really good deals in a matter of minutes, depending on inventory, because we know we have a short supply. But that's something important too, is that you want to find multiple markets, not just one market that fits your criteria, but multiple markets. So right now, the data, we're currently designing and actually developing the dashboard. So I want to kind of put a caveat on this. This isn't what the tool actually looks like, but this is the real-time data. So we update the data monthly. So you'll see there's all different kinds of filters, and there's different data points here, and we have different options that you can kind of click through here. But there's three main, I call them pages, essentially. And it's similar in our tool as well that you'll actually see. But there's a city dashboard, a bedroom dashboard, and a map. So in the city dashboard, we're going to give you the average, the strength of the market. Now, a lot of data providers do something very similar. They tell you, okay, here's a market, here's the size of the market, here's, you know, the average revenue, here's the average, you know, maybe occupancy, ADR, and some other stats. We're going to take it a little bit further, because you're not just investing. So understanding revenue is one piece of the pie. We also need to understand how much it costs to enter into that market. So this is going to be one of the first data tools out here that can help you understand your budget. So what is the average price of a house in this particular market? And then we can jump into the city and see the average price of house per bedroom count. That isn't like, that's super awesome, because now you know, okay, not only can I afford to be in this market, but I can afford these houses in this market. And here's their ROI. So I can quickly go on to Zillow or Trulia or whatever, Redfin, and identify properties in that market that fit my budget. And I know what they're going to get for revenue as well. And so one thing that we're going to do for you guys that a lot of providers don't do too is we're going to allow you to download and export the data. Now, the reason why is because we want you to be able to take that and be able to make quick decisions. And we don't want you to have to worry about copy and pasting it or present, you know, it takes too much time. It's to help you to find quick deals online. So what I'm going to do is give you guys a quick example of how this works and how I've been finding some of the top markets as of today. Once again, the definition of a top market is different between person to person, because we have different preferences. But, you know, like I'm okay with investing in New York. A lot of you are not. And I get it. I'm not offended by that. And that's totally fine. But so my markets are going to be different than your markets. But a lot of people have unique preferences. And so I want to dive into a few to kind of show you. So a common one we get is, you know, I want to know what are the top beaches in the Southeast? Mm-hmm. Because beach markets have really exploded, especially, you know, Brandon mentioned 30A, you've got Destin, Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, Fort Morgan, all the way down, you know, you've even got the other side of Florida too with Daytona and, where are the other beaches at? Is Cocoa Beach on that side? I don't know. There's a ton. Yeah. But, you know, even Myrtle Beach, like, are these good markets to invest in? And so what I want to show you guys, let's answer those questions. And you can even tell I'm not like super familiar with those markets, but this data makes me more knowledgeable than most people investing in those markets because I have access, and you will too, to the entire country, not just one or two markets. It's the entire country you get access to. So let's pull in, we're just doing the Southeast that has beaches, Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Alabama. Okay.
You know your geography.
Yeah, there we go. I do know my geography. All right. Something too I want to point out real quick is there's different market sizes. So some markets have larger, like how many STRs. So a large market in our definitions has more than 500 active listings. Medium is between 100 to 500, and small is less than 100. So very small. And most of the time, you've never heard of these places. They could have really good opportunities, but keep in mind, small markets have very scarce resources, meaning it's hard to find good cleaners, maintenance people, things like that. So I encourage investors to uncheck this one, but you're free to uncheck and play around with the different options. So we're going to uncheck it for now because you'll recognize some of the medium and larger markets. The next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to change this filter to true for beach because it has to be a beach location. We're going to hit all. And we're going to flip this ROI to show us the top performing gross ROI. So ROI is based off of the average revenue for the market and the average valuation of homes for that market as well. So we take the revenue and divide it by the valuation, and we get our ROI, our gross ROI. Okay. Okay, so in this market, we have Jacksonville, North Carolina, which is up northern part of North Carolina on the beach-ish. There's a small beach there. I am familiar with this market a little bit. There is a military base there. So there's a lot of people. That's kind of the draw there. Hollywood, Florida, that's a really nice area on the east side, on the Atlantic. I think it's on the Atlantic, I'm pretty sure it is. And it's got a really, really nice downtown area. Two markets I really want to show you and I want to dive in deeper is Ocean Isle Beach and Oak Island, which are north of North Myrtle Beach in North Carolina. Obviously, Fort Walton Beach, Gulf Breeze, these are kind of near going east of Gulf Shores. And then we have a couple other places. Now you'll see Gulf Shores down here, Hilton Head, Orange Beach. The cool thing about this tool is great. I've identified these markets, but you're not investing in particularly just the market, you're buying a house in that market. So you need to know what bedroom counts and how they perform. And so that's where I come to this next part where I can actually dive into that part. So I'm gonna open up the cities here and click on, you can do as many cities as you want, but I'm just gonna do Oak Island because it's a good example. It's a really good market right now. So Oak Island, you can see here, we've got large, and here's all the different type of bedroom counts that we have data on. And we've sorted them by the gross ROI. So if I get a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and the average revenue for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and when I say average, I'm saying an average of the top properties. So tier one properties. I'm not putting in percentiles here. We do offer that, but in this example, I'm not going to be doing that. Because most of us, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Brandon, but most of us are striving to be super host, 5-star, especially if we're following what you're teaching, right? You're going to be a top host, right? Top property, top revenue. If you do what Brandon teaches you, you will be a metric in here that I'm going to be pulling data from. So I mean, really, that's what it's about. So if we look here, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, average square foot of almost 1,300 square feet, 77% occupancy, kind of tells you some other numbers, but it's telling me a sale, average cost to entry and then the average revenue, and that's about 31% ROI. Now, I know these numbers are like, whoa, that's crazy. And we can actually investigate and dive further and see where these top properties are that I'm pulling the data from. Where do I need to purchase that property? Mm-hmm. In that market, because that's important. You know, if this is a beach market, so more than likely these homes are on the beach. So should I be on the beach, or are there properties that are maybe tier two that are the top properties as well? So that's where we have the map part. where we can go in and we can type in Oak Island. Okay. So here's Oak Island right here. And then I can select the different bedroom counts. I can select all of them. Let's just pick maybe the 3, 2, or 2, 3, 4, 5. All right.
You know what I think is funny is everybody thinks, nobody's called me a liar, but I have had a few people where they look at me like, you're getting 30% plus. That's bull crap. I'm like, well, I buy in markets that you're not buying in. I love this.
Yeah,
this is awesome.
Exactly. I mean, this market, all right, here's Myrtle Beach right here. How many people are talking about going north of North Myrtle Beach? Not many.
Have you joined the 5-Star STR Success Facebook group yet? It's a real estate investing community that focuses on creating wealth and designing your dream life with short-term rentals. There's weekly training, property showcases, money mindset, tools, tips, tricks, resources, and so much more. Head on over to facebook.com/groups/5starSTRsuccess to join, or head on over to 5starSTRsuccess.com, that's the number 5starSTRsuccess.com, and join the community.
So it not only tells us, this isn't like a, I mean, this is a good market, this is a beach market, but this isn't a market that everyone's talking about. It's emerging, it's a new and emerging market. And this thing is freezing still. So I'm using a, just so everybody knows, I'm using a data analytics tool, a BI tool called Zoho Analytics for now to display the data in a friendly way. Like I said, we're currently designing our framework and our dashboards to look somewhat similar to this, but it'll be more user friendly. So the freezing and stuff won't happen. But we have hundreds of thousands of data points in this map where we're looking at all these little markets that we can dive into and see what they're doing. Let me see if I can try this again. I shouldn't zoom in and out. That's what I've learned.
So some of you might be looking for a market right now. You may want to go look at Oak Island because he just told you that it's 31% ROI plus.
Yeah, for the... So we can see that a lot of the properties are going to be on the beach. Okay. Now what you need to do, there's a couple outliers and we can click on them and we can see what their links to Airbnb or if they're on VRBO, and it'll take you directly to the site, which is helpful as well. So now I can go into Zillow or Trulia or whatever my site preference is, and I can circle this area and look for properties. And here's the revenue. You know, you can see the revenue numbers for each of these properties, and it's pretty strong. You know, I'll tell you, we found a 4-bedroom. So if I'm going back here, yeah, this guy, we found a 4-bedroom last week. I was doing this with somebody else, and Oak Island popped up on their preferences. I found a 4-bedroom. It was a 4-bedroom, 2-bath property, similar to this. It was, I think, a little over 2,000 square feet or 22 or 2,300, and it was listed for 800,000 on Zillow. It was gone. I asked the person, I said, do you want this property? This is a deal. It will make over $200,000, over $200,000. And the person said, I don't have my financing in place. I said, okay, I'm going to share it with people because this is too good of a deal. I had 5 people reach out to me in a matter of couple minutes saying, I want this property. I'm not a realtor, so I don't really care, but like I'm like, go for it. And so they had 7 offers in less than one day, 2 with cash, over asking. And so these deals go fast. So that's why it's really important to first, you got to know your markets. You really do. So Oak Island might be great and keep an eye on Oak Island, but also keep your eye out on some of the other markets too. You know, Oak Island was here, but there's also Ocean Isle Beach, you know, and this is all the way in Florida too. So this tool allows you to kind of get an advantage on multiple markets so that when you're ready, when you see that right property, you can pounce like that. You know, you're not always just being, you know, I get depressed when I lose out on an offer. I mean, it's just like, oh man, now I got to go back to the drawing board. But this way gives you different chances or opportunities to pursue different areas. So if you lose out on one, you still have potential on the other markets. So anyway, I guess I would say that it's not brief, but that's a good explanation of what this tool is and what it's going to accomplish. And as we grow, we're going to make it more customizable, more user-friendly, allow you to actually go into the maps and see where specific properties are. We're not just going to show you the top properties. We're going to show you all the properties, and then you can customize it down to where you think you may lay in terms of revenue percentile, or even, you know, top performing. So we've got a lot of good ideas, but for right now, this is kind of the basics of it that we're going to be launching next month. So in about 45 days.
Yeah. Can you show everybody a little, unless you have more to show here, can you show everybody your interface, what it's going to look like? It's pretty sleek design.
Yeah. Let me pull that up.
Yeah. Hopefully I didn't cut you off on your presentation showing everybody.
No. I wasn't sure how long, and I don't want to waste people's time. I just want to give them the quick and dirty. And also I'm like, if you want to private message me just to chat about it, I love this stuff. Like, I will talk to you all day about it and share markets and things. So this is going to be the dashboard. I mean, it looks eerily similar to kind of, you know, what we had going on before. But it's going to allow you to toggle between the bedroom counts. The landing page will look like this. We're probably going to use a different background image, but it's similar to how Airbnb does it. You can click and find, you know, you put in your preferences, or if you just want to know the top markets in the country, we'll tell you. I'm flexible. It's really cool. And then you have the ability, I got to find it, you can compare. And this is cool too. You can actually compare the different markets that you've selected. So you know what they're all performing at and the different stats and metrics. And you have a pulse on each of these different markets. These are all, just examples by the designers. Also we have like a city profile where you can dive deep into each of the cities and understand all the bedroom counts, because there is an optimal bedroom count per each market. Like for example, I always hear bigger is better, but that's not necessarily true. If I look at mountain community homes, like we'll take Blue Ridge, for example, and maybe Brandon can back me up here, I don't know, but 3 to 4 bedrooms, and maybe this is more turnkey, but 3 to 4 bedrooms tends to be the optimal range for what your price is and your ROI. But you start getting higher, the prices start shooting way up, and the revenue, it goes up, but it's not like an exponential like the prices. So there is an optimal bedroom count per market.
Well, that's absolutely true for my, not to cut you off, but that's absolutely true. And I know you saw the data, but you don't know, or nor have you ever been to Blue Ridge, but I tell all of my agents to tell all of our clients to buy $1 million or less, because maybe $1.2 million or less, because the 1.2 plus the higher bedroom count, they pull in more of a depressed or digressed cash on cash return on investment. You'll make more with the honeymoon suite type of homes upwards to 4 bedroom count. So you're absolutely right. Your data is accurate.
Yeah. But if I go to a beach market, it'll be where some of the bigger bedroom counts will actually, you know, I'm talking 8, 9, 10 bedroom counts will perform better than, you know, your 3, 4, 5s. And so it is really interesting. And so you want to know where you're going and what bedroom counts you should even be looking for to give you that little edge. And the data is updated monthly, not quarterly, not yearly. So you're up to speed as of that month. So when you go and you talk to a real estate agent, you've got a pretty firm idea of around what cost that house should be, and you know what, and you already know what the yearly revenue. It's a rolling 12 months, so you've got a steep advantage compared to people who are just chasing the market, chasing the Gatlinburgs and the 30As and the the Gulf Shores areas. So you're really going to get the best returns without even having been to those markets or heard of those markets. So, it's a really cool tool. And like I said, we allow you to export it. And we also tell you why what's in those markets, you know? So you're not just like, okay, they told me this random place, I'll give you a perfect example of this. Cherry Log, Georgia. Brandon, you know where that is, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, okay, someone like me, I'm not from New York, but like I live in New York. I've never heard of Cherry Log, Georgia before. And I'm like, where the heck is that? And I see it, this was last year, I see it all over. Oh, Cherry Log, Georgia, one of the top markets in the US. And I'm like, why though? Why would I want to spend time on Cherry Log, Georgia? How far is Cherry Log from Blue Ridge?
Five to 10 minutes.
5 to 10 minutes. But they don't tell you that. They don't say anything else. They don't say, oh, hey, it's near Blue Ridge. Oh, I know Blue Ridge. So, you know, I think that this gives you, we want to provide something that gives you an explanation and a guide so that you can go out and be successful and do it quickly, because that's how you got to act these days, is be quick.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's, dude, I love this. I think this is a game changer. I don't know of any other software out there that actually has something like this tool to offer to the public. Do you?
No. And I mean, honestly,
that's why you created it.
Yeah, that's why I created it. Well, okay. Here's the thing. I mean, I did it because there's nothing else out there. And if there was, I would have bought it because I was looking. And I mean, I didn't find it. So I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to do this myself, and it's helped myself and it's helped others too. So, I mean, it can help you guys as well.
Yeah. Guys, so if you're just coming on late or you're watching this later and you didn't catch it in the first part of this demonstration, then what you're looking at is a company that Kenny Bedwell created and founded called strinsights.com. Again, strinsights.com. And it allows you to pull data and scrape data from various sources that is updated monthly. And it allows you to find the top markets in the U.S., as well as the top some of the highest grossing markets with the return on investment. And then also you're going to find markets that are emerging markets that are not the 30As, that are not the Smokies, that are not the Phoenix, Arizonas. You're going to find a little bit lesser known areas that's right up the road, kind of like the beach location that he was talking about that was just outside of Myrtle Beach. What was the name of that one again? That was
Oak Island
or a Cherry Log, Georgia, just outside of Blue Ridge. These are all over. This is a software that's going to be able to allow you to identify these markets in the entire USA. And this data, this system is going live in about 45 days, he said. So if you are interested in seeing this before mass adoption takes place and Kenny Bedwell becomes a multi-billionaire, give it 1 year. All of us who are in mass adoption right now trying to find real estate are going to go utilize this. Kenny's going to get rich and we'll be drinking Mai Tais on an island with his wife and kids, and we're going to be out here trying to find another property. So go to this website, strinsights.com, put your email in the stay in the loop area right there, and he will let you guys know first when he goes live, and you better sign up immediately because time is of the essence, as they say in the real estate broker world. The longer you wait, the longer everybody else is going to find out these markets too. So you better go, better be like a rat on Cheetos.
Yeah.
I don't know. That might've been the worst public service announcement ever, a rat on Cheetos, but I think everybody gets it. Everybody knows I'm real. I'm not trying to dress and impress. Is there anything else you want to add to this? This is your demonstration. This is anything else that you didn't show or you want to make aware for the near future?
Okay, so yeah, I just want to tell everybody like something that I felt like I should share too. I don't know why, but so I'm in, obviously, like, this is a business, you know, the point is to make money, but the goal though for me personally is to help other investors. I've used it for myself, and it freaking works, man. I've used it for other people and it works. We've found incredible deals. People have already purchased, they've under contract and got their homes and started their STRs and they're happy. And so like, we have real life examples, and this isn't going to be an expensive tool, guys. We're talking maybe $100 a month, access to the entire country. So, yeah. It's a powerful tool, and it's going to give you that edge, and it updates monthly. So, you know, even if all these people, you know, swoop in and are getting it, you can still track things monthly and still get that edge each and every single month.
Let me ask you this. I don't know if you're interested in this. You can tell us no or not. So if it's $100 a month, to figure this out and to learn this, that's a game changer. Before this is released in the next 45 days, we get a lot of comments here. Nobody's asked this, but let's just say somebody did a 1 hour consultation call with you. You said you want to help investors. I bet there's a lot of investors in here that would be willing to pay you $250 for an hour to sit on a Zoom call, to kind of have you research markets for them. You get paid for a little bit of work that you created. I don't want you to do it for free because you're a brilliant guy and you've come up with a tool that is going to be a game changer for all of us. But would you be interested in offering that to my Facebook group for anybody that's willing to pay $250 an hour just to put a little cash back in your pocket, as well as to help them identify markets here in the next 45 days before your software goes public?
Yeah, absolutely. That's, I like I said, I love to help people, love to do that. And I will share the data for those markets too. So if you want to reach out to me and set that up, especially if you're going to pay me, I'm going to over deliver for you. So I'm going to give you some data, and I'm going to give you some back end data too that we're not showing publicly right now. I don't want to say what it is right now because we've got some stuff that we're doing that's pretty powerful. I'm willing to share that with you guys and help you out to give you the edge before the launch.
All right, guys, before you reach out to Kenny, let's respect his time. So when you start telling everybody to DM and PM you, you're going to get blasted, bro, and you're going to be working for free before you know it. I want you guys to respect Kenny's time here. What I'm going to ask you to do, Kenny, is to go get a Calendly link, go get an app called Calendly, put that together, put a $250 charge on there. If people want to book time with you, they're going to pay for it first, and then they're going to set time when you're available, and you'll start making a little bit of money to help them. Guys, I'm telling you, this is no joke. He's helped us. He's helped my wife and I, and he's done it with other people I know. This stuff is legit, and I'm endorsing it right now. This is the best $250 you ever spent. That's it. I don't know.
All right, cool. I know. Thanks, friend.
Yeah. Send me a Calendly link and I'll post it in the group. I just want you to get paid for your time. There's no sense of giving this away for free anymore. Let's see if anybody has questions, ask now. I guess somebody says, how do I know when this will be available to test? Do you have are you going to come up with a beta version before the public version? Or
we already have a beta version, so it's already ready. Well, yeah, we've already been testing it.
Nice.
So, yeah.
All right.
I know everyone's like, hey, can I test it? I'm like, so we had a lot of people asking that a couple of months ago. So,
Yeah, right. Well, awesome, man. You guys go to strinsights.com, follow Kenny in the group, friend him. We're probably in the next 24 hours, we will put a Calendly link in there, $250 for an hour. He will give you the markets that are the top markets in your state or the state that you're interested in, just like he has done with us. And you will be astonished. This stuff works. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man, dude, I thank you so much for coming on here. I don't know if this will make a good podcast. I might try to tweak it and edit it. You know, there's a lot that you showed that not everybody will be able to see, but I might just turn this into an audio version too, just to have people, just to push your program out here, just to push the software so that people know that it's available in the near future and so on and so forth. I'm also going to get you into some other groups I think you're going to really like.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah, no, I'm excited. And you know, we can, if we even want to, we could do, you know, once a month or something like that. I could get on with your users and just do a demo, do a live version. Let's actually go find a property in a market. That would be kind of fun, wouldn't it? Find a top emerging market, and then we go onto Zillow and we look at some of the areas and we find a property. And, you know, it could be a tier two or a tier three in that market, or a tier one, doesn't matter. We'll find a property. That'd be kind of fun. I don't know.
Yeah. So. Well, I tell you what, man, I know you talked to me about this yesterday when we spoke or the other day. Guys, Kenny is, if you guys are interested in this, we're announcing it tomorrow. But on April 1st and 2nd, I'm doing my next workshop for beginners and advanced. And Kenny said he would come in and do a live demo, and he's actually going to work with us during that for however long, I don't know, but we're going to be able to bring him in and work with the people. There are only 40 people are going to be able to book with us for this workshop, 20 on each day. So beginners on one day on the first and advanced on the second. And Kenny's going to actually be able to work with you one-on-one. He's probably going to do it through Zoom because he's in New York State. But if you want to come down to see the people in my workshop, I'll pay for your plane tickets. It's up to you if you want to get out and come into the warm South. But yeah,
that's true. That is very tempting. That is very tempting. But like all good married men, I have to speak to my wife.
Yeah, she's like, no, you're not going without me. That's what my wife would say.
Yeah. I gotta see what the plan is. But yeah, no, I appreciate that, Brandon.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, dude, have a good day. Yeah. I know you're in the same time zone. It's starting to get a family time, but thank you again for coming on here, guys. Go to strinsights.com. Put your email address in. This video will be in the Facebook group. We live streamed it, so it will save, so you can watch it again. And Kenny, give me that Calendly link. I'm gonna post it tomorrow morning for you if you can set it up.
Okay, I'm setting it up now. So I appreciate it, Brandon. Thank you.
Yep. Take care. Thanks, guys. See ya. Yep.